Good morning. This is Chris Clam, DJ at Clam Radio. Clam stands for Kids Like You and Me. I'm here with my co-conspirator, G. Gordon Gritty. Before we get to the tunes, I'll just give you a little PSA about texting while driving. Texting while driving prevention, actually. This message is for all you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. All right, and with that, we'll be getting to the tunes in a moment. I'm slowly getting used to the sunlight. I just left the house in the dark, but yeah, it's been a lot of good. Been going to a lot of good local shows. Let's see, it was Nurse Joy's album release show. You should definitely check out Nurse Joy. That was on Saturday. Our band Johnny and the Food Masters played at Jeannie Johnson. And in case you missed it, we're actually playing this Saturday at O'Brien's with Intact, Fugue State, and Deuce Club. So that'll be a good one, Saturday at O'Brien's. Yeah, there's been a lot of good stuff recently. There's also KO Queen. He's playing a bunch. They're playing tonight at the Silhouette with PV and I forget who else. Derv Gordon of the Equals, the famous Derv Gordon. I believe one of the first black or punk bands, the Equals from the 70s. They are playing at Deep Cuts with Children of the Flaming Wheel, a sick local band. That's tomorrow night at Deep Cuts in Medford. And yeah, there's always a bunch of good stuff going on. So, but enough of me yapping. We're going to get started on the tunes. And yeah, this set today is going to be just, I usually like to switch it up between older and newer stuff. This is all going to be not necessarily new, but stuff, at least for my set, from the last like 5 or 6 years or so. So we'll kick it off with this song's called Dumb Luck by Optic Sync from Memphis. All right, enjoy.
Walt Disney's Snow White is something that is timeless. These songs, they are in our bones.
No time to waste, let's get to work. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. Work all day, then back to bed. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. Work with me. Thank you.
Would you
All right. That was Not For You by Mallwalker. And before that, we had Hunt You Down by Mallwalker. Singer was Sarah Danger. Unfortunately, passed away a couple years back. Rest in peace. Great band. Check them out. Mallwalker. Before that was Itchy and the Knits with their theme song. And another song that came in right after that on their Bandcamp, that name escapes me. That was unintentional. At least we're moving slightly, I think, in the positive direction. Getting better with this. This is our third show. Okay, some more of a rundown. Lost Your Love by Happy Body. Primrose Diner by Sabaloo. If y'all know King Khan, that's King Khan's daughter, but she's an excellent artist in her own right. Local band from Somerville. Before that, Mary Mary with their song Carry On. Before that, Sweeping Promises, Hunger for a Way Out. Sort of local. They were Lear and Caulfield and Spencer from Sweeping Promises all lived here before departing us and going off and becoming big rock stars. Let's Go to Work by Freak Jeans before that, which is fairly appropriate for Gritty and Eggs. We'll be working after the show. We started off with Dumb Luck from Optic Sync, one of our favorite bands of the last few years. That's Natalie and Ben and Keith from Memphis, Tennessee. All been tons of other excellent Memphis bands. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Clam Radio. And I'm going to be handing it over to Mr. Gritty, DJ G. Gordon Gritty, next. But before that, I'm going to play a song I heard this past year. It was one of my favorites. It's called Silent Movies by Danny's Favorites. It's a great little song. It's a great song. I just got a big kick out of it because it's like the whole premise of the song is about meeting someone and going to a series of silent movies and just falling in love over that. I don't know. And there's references to like Metropolis and City Lights. Yeah, it's kind of an obscure one, as a lot of the stuff are, and I think that I actually have had a hard time finding it on Bandcamp, it's on YouTube. And all right, here we go. Silent Movies by Danny's Favorites.
Silent movies. She was looking for a key to silent movies. without the ones like you.
Alrighty, right there was the Donnas. This is G. Gordon Gritty now spinning on Clam Radio. Got some good ones for you. I am going to focus on songs that really got me going in the spring of 2005, 6, 7, 8, before I really started getting into the more obscure garage punk and experimental favorites. I liked a little bit more what they'd call indie back in the day, and it's not bad to revisit all of that. So that was the Donnas. Like I said, I was kind of trolling Chris a little bit because he played the Donnas, one of their early material, and this was definitely once they signed with the major label and they were on MVP Baseball 2003 video game soundtrack, and the video game soundtracks were very important and instrumental in my early, let's just call it high school. But anyway, this one goes out to everyone who is in college right now. It is College by Animal Collective.
Okay.
Can we do it?
might be what song you're playing.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Clam Radio. We had just heard The Bravery with An Honest Mistake from 2005, bringing back the 20 years ago hits. And then before that was The Black Keys with 10 a.m. Automatic. Shout out to Brian. I know if you're out there listening, that was one of your favorites. And in the back in the day, I enjoyed it very much. And it wasn't bad hearing it now either. No regrets, no shame. And before that was Animal Collective with College, which you might have already guessed because I previewed it. But anyway, I'm going to try playing a little bit of a record right here. Hopefully it works. If it doesn't, I'm going to hop right into something else.
Happily have to disagree. I laugh more often
vision. As I said, I awoke from sleeping with this memory in my brain.
And in the vision, which one of you was asleep?
Well, in the vision, neither of us. We were not sleeping.
I'm sorry, I must have misunderstood.
It's very simple. I was sleeping in reality, and then I woke up with the vision in my memory.
I think I'm clear.
And as many of our listeners may or may not be aware, sleeping visions must be dealt with much more metaphorical imagery and understanding.
Between our villages became cities.